Well, this Friday night, the People's Music School will be holding their annual gala. It's called Let It Shine. It'll be located at Morgan Manufacturing at 401 North Morgan. The gala raises money for the People's Music School, which offers musical education for those who can't afford it. It's been a staple in Chicago for years. Their headquarters in Uptown, the Uptown neighborhood, but they got four different places around the city. In studio tonight to talk about the big gala and the mission of the People's Music School is our friend Tracy Seffel, who, of course, is a regular here on the download and a board member with People's Music School. Good to see you, Tracy.
Hi, Justin. Thank you.
Also in studio, Carolyn Sebisma, who is the Director of Artistic Planning and Partnerships for the People's School. Thank you, Carolyn, for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm glad, Tracy, you really, it's funny because I've always driven past or rode my bike past this place on Uptown, but I never really looked into what it was all about. Tracy, you brought this to our attention. How did you get involved in this?
I was fairly new to Chicago. This is just a few years ago, and I was so happy to be in a beautiful city and so sad to hear about some of the challenges, whether it was with the public schools or violence, guns, what have you. And so as a new Chicagoan, I thought, how can I participate in the city? What can I get involved in? And I truly just happened to read an article about the school and about its then new president and what the school represented. And I was lucky enough to study music as a kid for years and years. I majored in music and in college. I like to think that there's a part of me that will always be a musician. And the thought of children not having that opportunity made me really sad. And to know that this school existed, and it's the only place of its kind in the country. This is special for Chicago, and it's unique in the United States.
Well, let's bring in Carolyn. We'll talk about what makes it unique in the mission, because this is obviously in response to, we've seen so much in public schools around the country, not just in Chicago, but Chicago particularly, where the first things to go are extracurricular activities,
right?
Like music, band. Music class is just, it's not a given anymore. You don't have music in select elementary and high schools in the area. Talk about the mission of People's School.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we are 100% free, which makes us different and unique from any other music school in the city. And we're all about 100% commitment. So our students are with us up to 10 hours a week after school and are with us on average for 7 years or longer. Through music, they are learning not just how to play an instrument and how to be part of an
right.
amazing ensemble. They're learning really critical life skills like focus and resilience and determination and teamwork. All of these really important life skills that help them succeed in college and beyond. And actually, we have a 100% college entrance rate from our students as well. So we're really proud to see them succeed after they leave the school.
It's interesting, too, because all the things you mentioned about music in schools or music at a young age, that's why it was there in the first place. That's why there was curriculum for music and band and all the things when we were in elementary schools. I grew up in the 70s and 80s. And there is something that's lost with schooling when music is not a part of it.
Absolutely. And what we know now about young children, brain development, and the way that music will fuel your learning, your cognitive abilities. And in a broad picture way, you could say music actually isn't extracurricular, but it can be very central
right.
to the education experience. And that's what we believe, and that's what these amazing kids come in and do. And they're you know, for people who haven't ever been to one of our concerts or who aren't familiar with the school, definitely go online and check it out. And you'll see the smiling faces of these little ones, whether they, you know, with their violin or whatever it may be. And the thought that without the school, they might have never even known what they were able to do as a musician and as a confident kid. And that's so special.
There's something, especially when you talk about the ecosystem of music schools and music education, and when you talk about curriculum, I always see it as there's going to be what's offered in the school, and if it's not offered in the school, it's offered in some institution outside of the school that you
right.
have to pay classes for. You know, I remember my brother learned guitar, and it was going to a guitar lesson, and it was paid for to go do that. And I know in my neighborhood, I have a 10-year-old son, anytime we want to do anything that's outside, it's money to do that.
Right.
So where does the concept come from to make this free? Because it seems like there is a business model, and parents have accepted the idea that if you want music lessons in some form, you got to pay for them.
Right. Well, I think that's the problem. We see this huge opportunity gap in the city and everywhere, which leads to this huge achievement gap that just gets bigger and bigger as young people get older. And that's where the People's Music School comes in as a disruptor of that. You know, we provide opportunities for kids who couldn't otherwise afford it, who don't have the resources to do those extracurricular activities that a lot of other young people are doing. And, you know, that's what makes us special and makes us so important in the city, especially right now, for hundreds and hundreds of youth.
Let's do this. We'll take our break. We'll come back and let's talk about some of the specific stories, including one terrible story that just happened just last week. We all heard the news of an ATF agent who was shot on the south side in the Back of the Yards neighborhood. That was right next to one of the programs that the People's Music School runs. So we'll talk about that coming up here. In studio tonight, Carolyn Sibisma. She is the Director of Artistic Planning and Partnerships. And Tracy Seffel, who's on the board of the People's Music School, which is holding their annual gala coming up here on Friday. It's called Let It Shine, and it's going to be at Morgan Manufacturing at 401 North Morgan, right on the near west side in the city of Chicago. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back. Stay with us. So Download 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, Ike Riley joins us in Studio 435. Right now we're talking about the People's Music School holding their annual gala coming up here on Friday. It's called Let It Shine. It'll be located at the Morgan Manufacturing Building at 401 North Morgan. In studio tonight, Tracy Seffel. She's a board member at People's Music School, and also Carolyn Sibisma. Sibisma. Got it. I got to hit the C and then down. Sibisma is the Director of Artistic Planning and Partnerships. And I keep messing up the inflection in her name.
It's a tough one.
I'm trying.
You're not the first.
Let's talk about this. Okay, so as we talked right before the break, we were talking about the stories, the personal stories of the People's Music Schools and the kids that go, because you have four different programs.
That's right.
You have the one in Uptown, one in Albany Park, one in Back of the Yards, one in Greater Grand Crossing. Those are all different areas of the city of Chicago. Talk about why you choose those specific areas.
Well, as we mentioned, our school is 100% free. 100% of our students wouldn't otherwise be able to afford it. That's our mission. And so we're in neighborhoods that are under-resourced. Our kids are coming from all corners of the city, primarily from the neighborhoods that you just described, that have kids and families that couldn't afford an opportunity like this.
Okay, so let's talk about it. I mean, obviously, I brought up right before the break about, I think it was Friday, that an ATF agent here in the city of Chicago was shot. A huge story here in Chicago, right in Back of the Yards area. And this was right next to your program that is in Back of the Yards. Talk about it.
Yes, our program in Back of the Yards is at our partner school, Lara Academy. The night before the shooting, actually, we had just had an amazing spring concert with our students in our Back of the Yards program that ended with the entire audience of family members and community members singing Cielito Lindo, a classic Mexican folk song, along with the orchestra. It was just so positive, so uplifting, and so inspiring. And then 24 hours later, there was the shooting of the ATF officer. The neighborhood went on lockdown. Many of our students were separated from their families because they were in different locations at the time of the lockdown and weren't able to reunite with them for hours. And, you know, they came back to school on Friday, and it was devastating. Students were crying. They were, you know, it was really upsetting for the community. The assistant principal described the neighborhood as a war zone. And unfortunately, this is not an isolated incident. This is something that has happened to these students many times and happens to all of our students across the city.
How do you guys deal with something like that? Because there's going to be giving free musical education and giving underserved communities things that have been taken away from their public schools. But it's another to be in that moment or be in that environment when there's so much trauma that it goes beyond playing the clarinet.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? How do you deal with that from your vantage point?
You know, I think this is why the People's Music School is so important, especially now. because we provide a safe space for these students to go to after school, not just physically a safe space, but emotionally safe. We do a lot of trauma-informed professional development for our teaching artists. And even just in response to this incident in Back of the Yards, you know, we responded and communicated with our teachers about how to even set up their classes with students mm-hmm. today and following the incident. So, you know, music just has a really special ability, you know, when these kids are coming to our program and picking up their violin or their flute, they are doing something positive. They're doing something that feels uplifting to them, something creative. And that's something that is so critical when their lives are often filled with trauma.
Tracy, is this the kind of thing that you could see expand? I mean, you're talking about four different locations in the city of Chicago, but are there grand plans at the board level to say, let's try and make this much more part of the fabric of the city of Chicago?
Absolutely. And the gala is one way that we're trying to make that happen. We have hundreds of children on a waiting list, and this is a school that's been in operation for over 40 years now. So in many neighborhoods, it's a well-known opportunity that families think, okay, I want to get on that waiting list. And we don't want there to be a waiting list. We want every kid to have the opportunity to learn whatever their instrument may be. And so the gala will be an opportunity to showcase that the school has a positive impact on communities. It's not just the kids, and that's obviously the key part, but it's the communities, it's the families, it's the parents, mm-hmm. it's the neighbors who were at the concert in Back of the Yards the night before a shooting like this. And we believe also now more than ever, the school is so important. And I encourage people, if you don't have plans Friday night, you might want to check us out.
Obviously, you know, you individual donors are a big part of what you do, but I would assume as well the corporate side of being able to get support from that area. We heard the mayor talk about how corporations and businesses need to step up and help out communities and take the place of where the government just can't fund anymore. We have these conversations all the time on this show about whether that is after school programs, whether that is things that used to be offered by schools and they can't be anymore, whether that's helping out cleaning up parks or whatever it might be. But there just seems to be much more of an effort, a municipal effort, to get corporations and the private sector involved. Is this the kind of thing that you guys are thinking about as well?
Well, in particular, I can tell you that the tech community is important to the school, and not just today, but for our growth moving forward. There's so much innovation happening, whether it's software that helps kids learn their pieces or recognize notes or whatever the particular task may be. There's amazing innovation. And right now, I think we're working with at least five tech companies who have programs, whether we're helping pilot it or beta test it. So, you know, it's not just kind of old school lessons with your sheet music. I mean, there is a lot of very cutting edge technology being used at the school. And we believe technology is also a crux for the growth moving forward, because if we can't physically get to all of the kids, maybe there's another way we can do it through technology.
And where is give me the website for the gala.
peoplesmusicschool.org, and you'll see we've got Let It Shine is the theme. And as I said, you know, now more than ever, this school has a very special place in the city, and we think our students are special. And I can tell you that people like Carolyn and all of the staff, all of the performing artists who teach there are amazing, dedicated, wonderful people. And it's such a happy story, Justin. We need more happy stories.
My last question is, when I was, I remember this, it's a big, big part of my upbringing where I learned to play clarinet, right? And I was a youngster, and we got to the Christmas concert, and we did it, and I faked it. I just faked merrily.
True confession.
We roll along. Yeah, I just like pretended like I was playing because I knew that I would screw it up, you know, with the weird sounds. So my question for you, can you tell when a kid is doing that?
I turn a blind eye.
You do? Okay, good. Okay, and we can forget that happened, just in case anyone from Harrison Elementary back in the 70s is like, I knew it. Tracy Seffel is on the board at the People's Music School, and Carolyn Siebesma is the Director of Artistic Planning and Partnerships. The big gala is this Friday at Morgan Manufacturing at 401 North Morgan. You can go to the website, People's musicschool.org to get the information. Carolyn, Tracy, thanks for coming in. Tracy, good to see you.
Thank you.
You too, Justin.